नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तेर भवते नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवतम 11th कैंटो चैप्टर 21 एंटाइटल्ड एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ द वैदिक पाथ श्लोक नंबर 35। वेदा ब्रह्मात्मा विषयः त्रिकाण्ड विषया इमे परोक्षवादा ऋषयः परोक्षम् मम च प्रियम्। वेदा ब्रह्मात्म विषया त्रिकाण्ड विषया इमे परोक्षवादा ऋषयः परोक्षम् मम च प्रियम्। वेदा ब्रह्मात्म विषयाः त्रिकाण्ड विषया इमे परोक्षवादा ऋषयः परोक्षम् मम च प्रियम्। वेदा ब्रह्मात्म विषयाः त्रिकाण्ड विषया इमे परोक्षवादा ऋषयः परोक्षम् मम च प्रियम्। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग वेदा द वेदाज ब्रह्म आत्मा द अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट द सोल इज प्योर स्पिरिट विषयाः हैविंग एज देयर सब्जेक्ट मैटर त्रिकाण्ड विषयाः डिवाइडेड इंटू थ्री सेक्शंस विच रिप्रेजेंट creative work, worship of demigods, and realization of the absolute truth. Ime these parokshavadaha, speaking esoterically, rushayaha, the Vedic authorities, paroksham, indirect explanation, mama to me, cha also, priyam dear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Vedas divided into three divisions ultimately reveal the living entity as pure spirit soul. The Vedic seers and mantras, however, deal in esoteric terms, and I also am pleased by such confidential descriptions. Purport. In the previous verses, Lord Krishna clearly refuted the concept that Vedic knowledge is meant for material enjoyment. And here the Lord summarizes the actual purpose of Vedic literature's self-realization. Although the conditioned souls are struggling in the network of material energy, their actual existence is transcendental freedom in the kingdom of God. The Vedas gradually lift the conditioned soul out of the darkness of illusion and establish him in the eternal loving service of the Lord. As stated in the Vedanta Sutra, Anavrutihi Shabdat, one who properly hears Vedic knowledge does not have to return to the cycle of birth and death. One may ask, why the Lord Himself, as well as the Lord's representatives, the Vedic seers and mantras, speak in esoteric or indirect terms? As the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, the Supreme Lord does not allow Himself to be taken cheaply, and thus He is not manifested to superficial or inimical people. Those who are polluted by the material atmosphere are induced to purify themselves through Vedic rituals that offer fruitful results. Just as a child is induced to take medicine by the offer of a candy reward. Because of the confidential nature of Vedic exposition, less intelligent persons cannot appreciate the ultimate transcendental purpose of the Vedas, and consequently they fall down to the platform of sense gratification. The term Brahmatma, spirit soul, ultimately indicates the supreme personality of Godhead, who states in Bhagavad Gita that knowledge of Him is Rajguhyam, the most confidential of all secrets. One who depends upon material sense perception remains in gross ignorance of the absolute truth. One who depends upon mental and intellectual speculation may get a clue that the eternal soul and super soul are both within the body. But one who depends upon the Lord Himself, faithfully hearing the Lord's own message in Bhagavad Gita, perfectly understands the entire situation and goes back home, back to Godhead, having fulfilled the true purpose of Vedic knowledge. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Adnyantimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhishcha Krupa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, actually, I would like to sit down and listen to the Bhagavatam class, but because few days back we heard discussions about Sharanagati, so I had to take shelter of my authorities who told me to speak over here today. So anyway, I'll try to just repeat whatever I heard or read from Srila Prabhupada's books. And today somewhere the topic is going to be to accept all situations as mercy of Krishna. As in one lecture, His Grace Gauranga was telling that he was supposed to give some class at one place, I think MIT, USA, that anger management or overcoming anger. And he went at that place and the projector was not working. So he said, I cannot become angry at that time because I had to speak on that topic. Similarly, today whatever I prepared, I was told only yesterday morning, maybe or afternoon, by His Grace Baldev Prabhu that I have to speak. And he sent me the shloka number by SMS. So fortunately, I have deleted that SMS. But I prepared the whole section that how we should take everything as mercy of God. And when I sat here, I could realize that because I prepared for different shloka. And here when I came, I saw it's a different shloka over here. So I had to speak as a mercy of God. Anyway, so I cannot also prove whether he sent me the wrong message or I read it wrong because I have deleted that SMS, no? So anyway, whatever it may be, he sent it wrong or I read it wrong. The fact is I prepared on a different shloka. But anyway, it's also mercy of Krishna, as we will be discussing as the topic of today's class. So basically, we see in this shloka over here, is shloka number 35. And the topic is explanation of the Vedic path. Many times we have heard in our discussions, those who have been coming over here regularly, here one shloka, word is there in second line of over here, Tri Kanda Vishaya Ime. And Prabhupada explains three divisions: Vedic knowledge, material enjoyment, and philosophical knowledge, and like that. Actually, a few days back, I was reading the section in the first canto of discussion between Narad Muni and Vyasdev, where Vyasdev was feeling despondent even after writing all the Vedic scriptures. And Narad Muni, as his spiritual master, came and exactly diagnosed the problem and told that you have written great books, and in those books you have mentioned even about devotional service or pure devotional service, but it has not been mentioned directly and clearly, indirectly, as Parokshavadam, the shloka mentions that in the Vedic scriptures indirectly pure devotion is mentioned, or in some hidden way. So Narad Muni told Vyasdev that even though you knew that the summary of all Vedic scriptures is to surrender to Krishna, ahituki, apratihata, but still you mentioned, in one angle, as we say, it is very clear that all the people are not on that level of pure devotional service and they may not be able to accept that direct only and pure. So for them, the karma kanda is mentioned, jnana kanda is mentioned. But Narad Muni's main point was, you have not mentioned or written a book where only pure devotional service is clearly given. There can be karma kanda section, but there is no book which tells us about pure devotional service. And that was the cause of your despondency. So he told, and after that Vyasdeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Amalam, or what we call it, Galitam Phalam Sukham Mukhad Amruta Drava Sanyutam. So basically, in this world, there will be always people of various types who will have various inclinations, and therefore these various sections of Vedas are there. As we know, there are some sections of Vedas which tells us type of worship, which includes a killing of animals, it is a part of Vedas, which includes drinking of wine, if some tamoguni type of worship, it is there in some Vedic scriptures. All such things are mentioned. All such things. Flesh, wine, some sexual activity and all these things. So you should understand they are mentioned because there will be some type of people who will be inclined to do this thing. As it is said, Manushyanam Sahastreshu Kaschid Yatati Siddhaye. Out of thousands of people, very few. When we preach, we should expect everyone should take Krishna consciousness. But we should not be despondent when not many take. Like Srila Prabhupada gave the example of fish market or sabji market and a jewelry shop area. So yes, we want all people to taste this glorious pure devotional service. Nectarian. But people's taste we have to develop. Just like when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur went to Rangoon, I think, to preach. And his disciples went first. And they are frying puris in pure ghee. And it gives out some nice odor. Nice smell. And you know this story, many of you, that in that same building, some people were staying who used to eat rotten animal's juice. I don't know what it is, but still. I don't want to go take time to tell that whole point. But they would rot the animals and some juice would come out and they would drink that. That was a delicacy for them. And these people came running with their nose closed. And what are you doing? We are frying puris in pure ghee, something exceptional. They are not very easily available. How many of us get puris fried in pure ghee? Very difficult. Even ISKCON presidents and sannyasis may not be so easily getting it. So that was happening over there. But the tastes were different. The tastes were different. And ISKCON sannyasis, presidents and even grohasthas is difficult. To have puri spread in pure ghee, Proji. Possible, very difficult. Oil is okay. Maybe organic oil at the most, something like that. So, that time it was happening, but their taste was different. Their taste was, so people in this world, the fact is, people in this world are of various desires and they have various inclinations. From super tamoguna, lowest of these types of people, to sattva-gun, rajogun, and further is spiritual activity. So Vedic scriptures deals with everyone. But one has to be very intelligent when he is reading Vedic scriptures to understand what is suitable for him. Which instructions are suitable for him. And for that he needs guidance of senior devotees and spiritual master. And even within that, when someone takes up to Krishna consciousness, starts adau shraddha, tatha sadhu sangha, tatha bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, like that, one has to be very careful and very understanding which instructions are meant for him step after step after step. Otherwise, as Srila Prabhupada says, Maya Devi can influence us till we go back to Godhead. Prak Sharira Vimokshanat. I think that is a shloka in Bhagavad Gita. One has to be careful till he gives up this body. Mayadevi can influence in various ways. Gross ways are certainly attraction to opposite sex, some desire to eat something. After that, it may influence us in various ways like man pratishtha. In devotional service, we can become attached to the pride, position, respect, adoration. Naturally, when we sing some nice kirtans with musical voice, devotees do appreciate. It's good for them to appreciate. But it's not good for us to take it as truth. In the end, today we'll be discussing two examples before we end our session. So, for us, now I will be speaking more about those who are practicing sadhana bhakti. We will not discuss much about karma kanda and all those things. We will come up. Because the most audience here today are maximum 95% audience here today are practicing sadhana bhakti in some form. So we will discuss about that. So basically, Maya is everywhere. If you think Maya is outside, yes it is there. This is a Durga Dham, Devi Dham. So, yes, Prabhupada said, my temples are Vaikuntha. Prabhupada said, Vrindavan consciousness is easily cultivable in Vrindavan, but it can be cultivated in every place. Surely Maya is outside, but within temple premises also Maya can come. May not be in the form of intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, meditating, but in the form of anything less than pure devotional service. It can come in the form of anything less than pure devotional service. It can come in the form of position, attachment to seva. I want to be in charge of this department, or president, or controller of finance, or what it may be, or counselor, or anything. It can come in any form, the respect we get. So basically, Maya Devi is not going to leave us till the end. Prak Sharira Vimokshana. It is not going to leave us even after death. Because it is said, even when we advance or perfect our devotional life, after death also, as the soul is traveling towards the spiritual world, he has perfected his life in this life. And when he is traveling to the spiritual world, he is shown Sarga Loka, Brahma Loka, and again given opportunity. Think, very nice. Do you want to stay here in Sarga Loka? Then Jana Loka, then Tapa Loka, where all Siddhis are there right from birth. So even then Brahma Loka, full of knowledge and cognizance. And then Viraja. So, yes, till death Maya Devi will test us, and even after death, till we reach spiritual world. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. So after death also she will be testing us. So if we think after death we'll go back to Godhead, most probably yes, if we remember Krishna time of death. But even after the path, till we reach spiritual world, is full of distractions. There also souls should be decided. Sometimes we may think, I know we should not enjoy in Swarga Loka, but anyway I was on earth till now. Let me see how is Swarga Loka. Ek bar dekh ke aate. And that's what we did. Let me see how is material world. From the spiritual world we did that way. Let me serve God independently. So some of the preachers may think, let me preach in Swarga Loka. Okay, I'm going anyway. Let me give Krishna consciousness. So it's good idea, but then there can be some pitfalls also. So please understand, spiritual path has to be always very carefully treaded. Srila Prabhupada says, one has to be always, like Prabhupada once said, my disciples are not enough afraid, that means careful of Maya Devi. They are practicing Krishna consciousness, but they are taking Maya Devi very lightly. We think Maya Devi means desire for intoxication, gambling, meditating, illicit sex. Yes, that it is. But that is on a gross level. There can be many subtle and more subtle and more subtle forms. So, actually, as it is said in some shloka of Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Sarvair Ahameva Vedyo. From all the Vedas, ultimately Krishna is to be known. The purpose of Vedic scriptures is to know Krishna and to love Him. And our efforts of devotional service, we should be striving hard till we chant attentively. No. Attentive chanting will also come in due course of time, maybe few years, till we can actually love Krishna. Till that time, we have to put in our efforts. We can chant attentively, we can hear Bhagavatam class nicely, it's all wonderful things, very nice. But that should not be the end. End should be, every moment we should be loving Krishna. Sometimes we think after 5 years in Krishna consciousness, either in Brahmacharya ashram or Grihastha ashram, or 10, 15, 20, 30 years in Krishna consciousness, or 40 years, or 50 years, if we live that long, whatever it may be. Our spiritual life doesn't end till we reach pure love of God. Pure love of God means Anything that reminds us of God, we just go mad in Krishna consciousness. We start saying, Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nam, Brahmane, Vaishnave, Salpa, Punya, Vatam, Rajan, Vishwasana, Jayavate. It just creates ecstasy in our mind. Krishna is so merciful. I just took up Mahaprasad prayer, but it can be any prayers. Salpa, Punya, Vatam, Rajan. Very difficult to have faith. For that, we have to understand the meaning of shlokas. What I feel at this stage, for most of us, we all say shlokas. Mahaprasade we say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya we say, Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmanita, all these shlokas we say. Sab yaad ho gaya hai. Naham Vipro, Nacha Narapatir, Napi Vaishyo No Shudro, Naham Varni, Nacha Gurapati, sab shloka yaad ho gaya. But please just think, how many times while saying the Mahaprasade prayers, we think about the meaning of it. With every line we think about the meaning of it. Mahaprasade Govinde, what does it mean? Nama Brahmane Vaishnave. And that Sharira Avidya Jal, my body is. We just say it, we do it. Like once His Holiness was saying, we just do it. Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha. We enter the temple and we say those shloka. But how many times in the mind we think, actually I am offering obeisances to all the devotees over here, who are all glorious, much better, advanced than me. Personally offering obeisances to all the devotees present inside and outside a temple. So we are shloka memorized but not shloka conscious. Then when we go and offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Then Namaste, we say Namaste Sase Deve Gaurani Bacha. Namaste, oh what does it mean? It means Prabhupada, you are a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur. We know the meaning, but are we conscious when we are saying it? Should we not be conscious when we are saying it? We should be. That's why we are saying it. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Oh Prabhupada, you protected this world from Nirvisheshvad and Shunyavad. Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. We sing the whole Narsingha Arati and we just sing it. Ito Narsingha. Actually, as we advance, every shloka, word ito nasingha, parato nasingha should make us cry tears. That should be our goal. Sometimes we have to hold back tears in public, but actually they should come and we hold back. Such a wonderful shloka, ito nasingha, parato nasingha, yato yato yami. That means we are Krishna conscious. Here is Narsingha Dev, itaha. So we are, when we are singing prayers, we can just think, oh, there is nothing there everywhere. Parata, there is nothing there. Yato yato yami, wherever I go, yami means going. Tato Narsingha, there is Narsingha Dev. This is actually Prahlad Maharaj's mood. He could see Narsingha Dev everywhere. We say these lines every day, but we rarely think over the meaning of these lines. Actually, just by thinking that Narsingha Dev is everywhere, our eyes should cry tears. That how merciful Lord Narsingha Dev is. That is our somewhere we have to reach over there. We might be practicing Krishna consciousness, or I know all of you are more advanced than me, but I just thought to speak something, that what is our goal? Our goal is not to be devotees for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, or even 30, 40, 50, 60 years, or 4, 5 lifetimes for that matter. Bharat Maharaj was devotee for a few lifetimes. Bharat Maharaj, Jad Bharat and dear Bharat and all these things. He had to be careful till the end. So therefore, we should understand all situations. Actually, Krishna is merciful. All situations in life, all of you are individuals and I am also with you. We are men, women, young, old, middle age. Educated, less educated, little educated, brahmachari, guruastha, vanprastha, sannyasi. We are all unique individuals. And if you are surrendering to Krishna, Krishna is paying individual attention towards us. That should be our full confidence. That Krishna, when that is our confidence, then whatever happens in our life, if Krishna is paying, just like the child has full confidence, my father is paying full attention towards me. Many times I travel in trains. So sometimes I see in the trains there is a mother and father and a child who is around 2, 3, 4 years. Means he is able to walk but not fully aware also. So sometimes the child walks and goes towards the door of the train, which are sometimes open. Immediately the parent have an idea and they just run and catch him and bring him back or something like that. So we should be fully convinced that Krishna is paying full attention towards me. What does it mean, attention? Means he is paying full attention for my spiritual advancement. If anything is happening to me, it can be materially good or bad. Both things happen. Material success or failure. Srila Prabhupada faced both in his life. He had quite bad material failures in India, especially Jhansi and other places. Even in US in the first year, he had quite bad material failures. And then he had, in his spiritual activity, he had material success. Means the preaching was very good, thousands of people becoming disciples, hundreds of centers, overflowing book distribution. The beautiful point was Prabhupada did not apply less intelligence before. Prabhupada was equally enthusiastic when he was in Jhansi. He was equally applying his intelligence how to spread Krishna consciousness when he was in Jhansi and also when he was in US. When he was in Bauri, when he was in New Vrindavan, when he was in whatever, America, London, Australia, whichever place. It's not that Prabhupada was less enthusiastic when he was in India. Jhansi and Allahabad and all those places. Or he was thinking, let me do it little bit. No. He was fully into it. So in our spiritual life, in our devotional service, we can be successful in terms of numbers of book distributed, number of devotees coming for programs, or number of programs we may be doing, or fund collection, or we may not be materially successful. But Prabhupada's success was, he was equally enthusiastic when he was distributing back to Godhead, personally printing them and distributing in New Delhi, one to one. He would print it, he would write it, he would sell it. And he was equally enthusiastic. His consciousness did not change in failure, did not change in success. Because he was Krishna conscious. Because he was convinced, whatever is happening is pure Krishna's mercy. It's pure Krishna's plan. He was convinced. And therefore, that did not shook him in both conditions. And we have to be convinced when we are performing spiritual activity. There sometimes in our activity there will be material failures. We might be doing something. And externally, as per the expected results, it may just fail. You might take up a program, you might be given a satsang program, and somehow or other, in spite of your whole efforts, it just stops. Or sometimes it can be successful. You can start from a scratch and it can be something very big. Results can be something very big. We should understand both is Krishna's grace. He's watching us carefully and doing what is good for us. At the same time, I would like to make another point today before we go further. Especially for devotees and for everyone. You know this point, but we should never become lax thinking ultimately Krishna is doing. All of you are quite mature devotees. The whole point, we learn many examples from Srila Prabhupada's lives, from great devotees' lives. Every example in Bhagavad Gita is like this. Maharaj Parikshit, a pure devotee, he saw Kalki attacking the cow and the bull, but he took the necessary action. He did not just say, oh, everything is by Krishna's will. So if Krishna wants, he will protect the cow and bull. Or when Vasudev, the father of Krishna, Vasudev and Devaki, when Kamsa caught hold of Devaki and about to kill, Vasudeva being a pure devotee could have thought, ultimately, actually in the case of Vasudeva and Devaki, it was announced that eighth son of Devaki will kill Kamsa. So it was Akashvani, it was prophesized, it is going to happen. 100%. 100% it is going to happen that eighth son of Devaki is going to kill Kamsa. So Vasudeva could have been fully confident. Anyway, eighth son of Devaki is going to kill Kamsa. So anyway, Devaki is not going to be killed now. Even though Kamsa has a sword in his hand and hairs of Devaki in another hand. So why should I act? Already announced from the sky just now. But no. Vasudeva did his seva. He applied his intelligence. Tried to, in various ways, to convince Kamsa. Why he should not kill Devaki? Actually, Vasudeva used 3 or 4 arguments. Why he should not kill Devaki? Ek kiya, Kamsa was not convinced. He took another one. He did not say, okay, I tried. Second one did not work. He took third argument. Third did not work. He took fourth argument. And then he took fifth, and that worked. So Vasudeva could have been relaxing. Anyway, is Krishna's plan is well established? Well established that her eighth son is going to kill Kamsa. It's going to happen. But no, he said, that may happen, but right now let me do my service. Just like Srila Prabhupada said, it's already decided by Lord Chaitanya, Prithvi te haite nagaradi gram. So it is going to happen, but let me do my service. Some way, either squirrel service or Hanuman service. Whatever it may be, let me do my service. Similarly, Arjun, before the war, he saw everyone else is killed. Krishna showed him the vision where Pandavas and maybe 5 or 10 other people were only alive of the everyone in the battlefield. So Arjun could have said, oh, it's wonderful. Anyway, Krishna, you killed them. It's going to happen whether I fight or not. Krishna said, yes, it's going to happen whether you fight or not, but I want you to fight. So you do it. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada, he was pure devotee. But he acted in material world for service of Krishna. Just like one example. In the beginning days, they wanted to print Krishna book. And Prabhupada was going to fly from America to India. So he chose to fly via Japan. Because there was some good printing press, printing company, Dai Nippon. And he not only went and ordered them, he even bargained with them to get the best price possible. So, Prabhupada can think, anyway, if the books are going to be printed, they will be printed. My guru has ordered me, so why I should go all the way to Japan and bargain with them? No. Krishna is going the doer, but still we have to do our part. Prabhupada, so many times he fought court cases. He could have said, this plot is for Krishna anyway. Why should I fight court cases? He fought. Not only fought, he fought in a very powerful way. He applied all his intelligence. So therefore we should understand that even though Krishna is a doer, he expects us to do our part for his service. Our part should not be neglected. And that should always be carefully done. Sometimes that laxity comes. Anyway, Krishna is a doer. Why should I work hard? It is going to happen. Yeah, but you do your part. And now I would like to go a little further. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapsam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Sruda Sarva Bhutanam Nyatvamam Shanti Murchati. If you really want to attain spiritual peace, spiritual level where nothing can disturb you, we have to be convinced. Everything in this world is coming from Krishna, under the control of Krishna, happening by Krishna. And not only that, if you see advanced devotees, we'll be discussing in some time, it's directly Krishna's mercy. So, actually, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, everything is Krishna's energy. Of the letters, akaroham, I am the letter A or A, is a Sanskrit technical language. Of the sound, Omkar. Of the rivers, Ganga. Of the mountains, Himalayas. And of the parvatas, Meru Parvat. And of the medicines, I am the medical power. And amongst the Rush Kavis, I am the Ushna Kavi. So many things. Prabhupada once said, it's very difficult to be not Krishna conscious. It's very difficult to forget Krishna in this world. If you see the sun and moon, that's the energy of Krishna. You should be reminded of Krishna. If you see the sky, that's the energy of Krishna. If you see someone else, you should understand the Paramatma is within their heart. So actually, it's very difficult to forget Krishna. Our condition is a little different. But Srila Prabhupada says, actually it's very difficult to forget Krishna in this world. He says, among the Vedas, I am the Samved. Among the music, I am the, I just forgot what it is, but I am that particular tune. Tune, medicine, digestion power, everything. Sometimes we'll be insulted. That's Krishna's grace. Sometimes we'll be respected. That's Krishna's grace. Sometimes there'll be too hot, too cold. Man, apaman, ayo, shitoshna. Just, actually, Srila Prabhupada spoke a very wonderful sentence in the beginning days of Krishna consciousness. He told his disciples, all of you have been specifically sent by my Guru Maharaj. So sometimes when we preach or we do book distribution and we get success, more number of devotees, more number of books going, we think we are doing it. That subtle I am the doer comes in. But Prabhupada was very clear. And that you are being sent by Krishna. Krishna is sent. In the initial days, Hari Guru Prabhu and Brahmananda Prabhu and Kirtananda Prabhu and so many devotees, they just came. Janaki and Yamuna and Gurudas and Shyam Sundar Prabhu. Prabhupada said, all of you have been sent by my Guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, to help me out. And that's true in one sense. It's all being arranged by Krishna and the Acharyas. Sometimes, actually, I preach in one college called Batu Lonere. And it's a very unique situation. Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu also can understand that because he also comes with me. Every year is an anxiety whether the preaching will continue or not. We have to fully depend on Krishna. Kya hoga bhai agle saal? Krishna, please continue the preaching. And when it not only happened once, it happened 2, 3, 4 times. You know, like we might have to close the base. And some other Krishna sends 4, 5, or 8, 10 students who are enthusiastic. And then it again continues for 3, 4 years. So basically, in some situations, we can understand actually we are not the doer, but Krishna is the only doer. We are helpless. Krishna, we are giving the same lectures. We are giving the same prasadam. But you give the results are in your hand. It's not in our hand. Therefore, actually, I would just like to end, there are around 5-10 minutes for me, by giving how devotees should try to improve their Krishna consciousness day after day, year after year, decade after decade, and you can say birth after birth also. Well, at least year after year and decade after decade. Because that has to be the goal. Our goal is not, no, I am chanting for 15, 20 years. Or 5, 10 years or 30, 40 years. I am following 4 groups. Yes, that's there. The goal is, when will my heart become soft and suitable for having love of Krishna? Till that time we cannot sit. Till that time we cannot be, and even after that we'll be naturally enthusiastic. As I said, just by hearing the sound, wherever I see there is Narsingdev, that itself should give us tremendous joy, like naturally tears should come out of our eyes. Every shloka, yato yato yami tato narsiya, is just, certainly that tear should not be only sentimental, they have to be based on philosophy and knowledge also. So anyway, sometimes all of us in spiritual life will face difficult situations. in home, in health, in finances, in relationships, in seva, in some way. I think most of you have faced difficult situations. At least I have faced many times. I don't know about you. I don't know any times difficult situations. Many times. So all of us will face difficult situations. Some way. It may be finances, it may be health, it may be relationships, it may be some children's issues, son, daughter, or something. Seva, responsibility, mistakes, parents, acquisitions, misunderstandings, not material success in your services, responsibilities. Some things may happen. Actually, two, three days back in our Brahmachari Sangha, Gaurang Prabhu gave a wonderful example. Although it's in the scriptures, we have heard many times, but I would like to repeat it over here. How a person can be Krishna conscious in testing times. Actually, testing times is not only when we feel face failures or reverses. Testing times are both. Testing, T-E-S-T. When we face failures or reverses, and when we face success, that is also testing times. Because during success also we can get diverted from Krishna consciousness. So when we face failures, Gaurang Prabhu gave the example of King Indradumna. Sometimes we ask, why it happened to me? I am Brahmacharya Ashram or I am initiated devotee, maybe Guruastha Ashram or Mataji, whatever it may be. For past 25 years, why did it happen to me? And that too in the temple hall or temple premises. Why did someone did to me like that? And that too while I was doing the most simple service of serving prasadam. Why did somebody speak to me like that? Because prasadam counter is always a little hot counter. Give me more, give me less or whatever it may be. We see here, Indradumna Maharaj was fully absorbed in worshipping Krishna. Fully absorbed in worshipping Krishna, doing aarti and everything. He was so absorbed that he could not even notice Agastya Muni's coming. So, somebody can ask, how can it happen to him? He is so advanced, certainly, but he is so absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in serving the Supreme Lord, doing aarti, he is focused. And Agastya Muni came and we know the story. He was apparently not received well. Or in the sense he was not received because he was busy over here. And Agastya Muni just thought that he is not paying attention to me and etc. 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 And he gave him the curse. Next birth you become dull elephant. Elephant who are considered to be dull. So, this itself can create a doubt in our mind. Krishna, I was worshipping you. I was preaching. I was distributing books. I was serving my seniors. Why did there was some misunderstanding between him and me? We should see that misunderstanding doesn't happen amongst devotees. But sometimes still they might happen. Sometimes still they might happen. They happened in Bhagavatam also. We should not purposefully do it, but we should see how, as minimum as there can be misunderstanding, but sometimes they can be. So here, after that, Indradumna Maharaj's consciousness is very wonderful. First he says, this is the desire of Lord. That is his first, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what is his first conclusion? This is not that why did it happen, it's the desire of Lord. Second conclusion after that, it's not, it's only the desire of Lord. It's something more than that. See, desire is one thing. A desire of God that I might be cursed in this way. It's not only desire. He said that is a special mercy of Krishna. And that all these things happened. I was worshipping Krishna and I got cursed to become an elephant. He said it is a special mercy of Krishna. We should try to, that's what Krishna consciousness aims are. We should try to advance our consciousness to this level. Third,
He did not blame Agastya Muni. Hey, you did not judge me properly. I was absorbed. I was not neglectful towards you. Please take back your curse. He said, it is because of my own karma that I got cursed. And actually it's Krishna's mercy that he's minimizing the karma. It's, no one else is responsible. It's my own karma. Only Krishna's mercy is he's minimizing the karma on me. And after, and if we have this understanding, sometimes when we listen, see, we all feel testing times. And if we have these feelings in our heart during those times, then after that, when we read such kathas or hear such kathas, they bring great satisfaction to us. Understanding that we are on the right path. Yes, I also thought in the same ways. We should not become pride by thinking that. I also thought in the same ways. That's Krishna's mercy that he gave me such line of thoughts. And the last is, he continued his devotional service. So before we end, in another 2-3 minutes, we'll take another case. As I said, testing times are not only failures. Testing times are also success. In fact, they are sometimes difficult to digest. Failures sometimes in one way may give us humility. Not always, need not be. It can give us anger or frustration, but may give us humility. But success is difficult to get humility out of success. Little. So testing times are also success. When you do something that is wonderful and devotees are appreciating and spiritual master is happy and you are doing it on time, you have learned that particular service and you are too good in it now and everything still. So I would just like to, there are many examples like that, but I would like to quote or take some reference of the story of Sudama Brahman. We all know the story, so I'm not repeating the story. He went to Krishna. He did not ask anything from Krishna, although he went with that motive because of his wife's request. And while he was coming back, when he came to his home, when he saw his palace, what was his consciousness? And that's what we should try to develop. Because as we go in Krishna consciousness, our goal should be clear. So, first he is thinking, I am unqualified for such a mercy. Not that I performed devotional service for past 40 years. So when we get success in spiritual life, like Srila Prabhupada said, all of you are sent by my spiritual master. There is none of my qualification. So when we get success in our devotional service, first thing should be, it's not because of my yogyata dekhi kichu nahi paaye. Only your mercy. I am unqualified. Very difficult. We generally think, I did such a nice lecture and I managed it this way and therefore the things were successful. First thing is, I am unqualified. Then when he got those opulences, again, actually, Indramana Maharaj and Sudama's thoughts are the same. Again, he thinks, just like this is Krishna's desire, my Lord must want me to have all these opulences. That is his second thought. First, he thinks I am unqualified. Second, Sudama thinks, my Lord must be wanting me to have all these things. And third, he thinks, this is the mercy. Both, same, actually same steps. This is the mercy, will of Lord. And then my karma coming in a lesser degree was when we get bad things. Is Krishna's merciful? He thought. He knew my heart. I did not speak what he gave me. And then, fourth point, he says, just like for bad things we think, is our karma, but coming in a little contracted, less way. Decreased karma. So when he got such a big mercy financially, he thought, see, Krishna is so beautiful. He expands our devotional service and returns in thousands of times. So he was thinking, I just took some broken cheap rice poha to offer. And Krishna just took that. Krishna could have also returned some cheap rice. But he said, Krishna expanded that. He's so merciful that he increases my service. In Indramana Maharaj's case, he says, Krishna is so merciful, he decreases my karma and gives me little reaction. And now he is saying, I did little service and Krishna is increasing my service and gave me such a big result. And then what was his, again the same last conclusion. No, life after life I will continue my devotional service. So, and one important point over here before we end. So either way we see both of them, Indravana king and Sudama Brahman, they had the same conclusions, either in success, material success of devotional service, or failure, that I am unqualified, it's Krishna's desire, Krishna's mercy, and life after life, I will continue my devotional service more enthusiastically. So, then he says, I will cultivate such a firm attachment. I just want to take up this last sentence of Sudama Brahman before we end. Sudama Brahman, certainly first he says, because Krishna has blessed me with so much opulences, life after life I will continue my devotional service. And next statement is very important. I will cultivate such firm attachment for Krishna. That's just a part of sentence. Important part, but more important part is afterwards. I will cultivate such firm attachment for Krishna. Anyone can judge what is after that? Complete the sentence. In precious association of devotees. What he says? I will cultivate firm attachment for Krishna in precious association of devotees. Sometimes, before we end, as we say, in association of devotees, we get purified, there are differences of opinions, sometimes little more severe types, even accusations. But Sudama is saying, I will stay in association of devotees. Sometimes we think, suppose I am staying in Chowpatty, I stay here. So we think, I will continue in association of devotees in Pune, or in Calcutta, or in Belgaum, or in Pune, somewhere else. Actually, everywhere we go, the devotees in Pune are thinking we'll continue in Chowpatty or Calcutta. Calcutta are thinking we'll go somewhere else. Actually, whatever devotees association we have got is the perfect mercy of Krishna for us. Perfectly he has made them for us. It's not their problem, it's our problem. Maximum time, 99.99% of time, it's our problem of lack of learning how to stay with association of devotees. 1% may be some other thing. So anyway, I have spoken much more than my relation and understanding. And I had to depend on Krishna before speaking, because shloka which I thought is supposed to be mine was different. And suddenly, therefore I was seeing the board, because here the marker was kept on a different place than what I supposed to be, what I thought I was supposed to be. So I asked for the board. Anyway, when the board came in, I could understand that Krishna's plan, that I prepare on some different shloka and speak on some different shloka. Anyway, I know it's late, but if some senior devotee is sitting over here, they want to give some comments or some questions. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.